Hi, this is dictation for Tracy William, TracyWillims. Date of service is 4/8/2025. Date of birth is 8/29/74. Date of accident 9/8/2024. The patient was involved in an automobile accident where she was a resident driver and was T-boned on passenger side, leading to headaches and pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, across with shooting pain to the both legs, posteriorly in asymmetric dermatome fashion. The stains are continuously radiating and affecting the left foot toes. No radiation to the upper arm is reported. The patient has suffered extensive damage to the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Most of the discs are injured and are affected. And the patient has been advised to do extensive physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and if no relief, to schedule for epidural injections. Currently, the pain is around 8 in these areas. And ADLs are affected 8. The patient reports 30% improvement. The symptoms, please review the records for the ADLs. For system review, additional history, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 163 over 103, pulse 83, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit. Dated 3/11/2025, dictation number is 0505-018. The patient has been ordered to continue her physical therapy to the neck, mid-back, lower back extensively with the home exercises, chiropractic treatment. With traction massage, as well as it remains off work, hospital replacement transportation has been ordered. Medications are provided to the patient are as follows: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet PRN for pain relief, Furoset 1 or 2 PRN for headache relief, Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Cifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety relief. The patient is otherwise stable, and once we give the green signal for further injection treatment, will be scheduled. Thank you. Her maps and legs have been reviewed, and she is found to be in compliance.